This is Mary Savick interviewing Preston Singletary at Preston Studio in Seattle. It is March 23rd, 2011, and this interview is for the Archives of American Art, the Smithsonian Institution, and we are on disc number one. So we're going to start out nice and easy with some basic questions. When and where were you born?
I was born in San Francisco, August 9th, 1963.
And then you moved to Seattle pretty quickly?
Yeah, actually the story goes my parents are both from the Seattle area.
Okay.
But they moved down to San Francisco trying it on for size, and my birth certificate says that my father was worked for Maytag. And so anyways, after I was born, I think before I was a month old, they moved back to Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, in all intents and purposes, I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you have a lot of family in Seattle? Is that
yeah, all of
back?
My family is in Seattle, most of my immediate family is in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about your parents a little bit? Just
yeah, my father was born in Riderwood, Washington, and he. And my mother got together, I think my father was 23 when I was born, my mother was 19,
mm-hmm.
And they got married, and my mother is half Tlingit, half
mm-hmm.
Filipino. My mother, my grandmother was full-blooded Tlingit, but because of the association with my great-grandmother having
mm-hmm.
remarried a Filipino man, there's a lot of Filipinos in our
mm-hmm.
Community with friends and
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
And so my grandmother married a Filipino man who was in the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and his name was John Abada, A-B-A-D-A. And so my mother has two sisters, and so my grandfather, I do remember him, but he was in the service,
mm-hmm.
so he was gone for extended periods of time, and they eventually separated, and my grandfather moved back to the Philippines, and then my grandmother died when she was about 71.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my mother she. And my father were married till I was about 15.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I have a younger sister named Rachel. And she was about, 9 years younger than me. And so when I was 15, I would put her,
mm-hmm.
at about, what is it? six years old
or
so, and she was, and my mother, I lived with my mother after my parents were divorced,
mm-hmm.
and
Mm-hmm. So you never have been to the Philippines or explored that part of your heritage?
Not specifically, no.
Mm-hmm.
I other than eating Filipino food,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which was one thing that we did a lot,
mm-hmm.
chicken adobo and lumpia and this type
mm-hmm.
of thing. It was the Tlingit side
mm-hmm.
really that was more I guess it spoke to me the loudest,
mm-hmm.
and is in regards to
mm-hmm.
what I do today
mm-hmm.
with my artwork.
Mm-hmm. So, did your mom or dad do any arts around the house? Encourage you to do a lot of art, or?
Yeah, as a child, I remember drawing a lot, but not really. Dabbling in it. My mother and father were both very creative people.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was always doing handicrafts and doing
mm-hmm.
macrame in the
mm-hmm.
70s was
yeah.
a big thing, and she used to sew a lot, and she would crochet
mm-hmm.
and knit and do all kinds.